This is the Seabed Daily Text. The love of God in the love of Moses. Numbers 14, 13 to 16. Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. Consider this, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews 3:13. Welcome back to today. Moses really is something else. He appeals to God for God's own namesake. Now he reminds God of God's own identity and character. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Moses now moves from lawyer to intercessor and priest. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. Bottom line, Moses loves God and God's people with a godlike love. He had every reason to be done with them. They have complained about him, grumbled at him, threatened to leave him, and acted like complete idiotic, imbecilic children over and over again. Still, Moses has gone back to bat for them over and over again. God even gave Moses a massive exit strategy, saying, I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a great nation and stronger than they. 14 verse 12. You know why Moses didn't give up on these people? Because he remembered God never gave up on him. God is ever searching for people who will not give up on his people. Men and women who have the stick-to-itivist tenacity to take the long, winding wilderness path of learning to love people like God loves people. As we will soon see, this is going to cost Moses not only another 40 years in the wilderness with this bunch, but it will cost him his chance to ever set foot in the promised land. This is earth-shaking, breathtaking love, friends. Legendary love. Be encouraged, saints. God loves nothing more than to land this kind of love in the lives of ordinary people like us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Who is in the prayer? Father, my capacity to love is so limited. Your capacity to love is never ending. How do I learn to love like you love? I want to become the kind of person who does not give up on other people. I think what I'm trying to say is I want to be like Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. Come, Holy Spirit, and help me learn to behold Jesus in such a way that you can make me like him. In his name we pray. Amen. The question: what are you learning about loving God and loving people from Moses in today's text? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.